Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.70 JX. Who else is hurting this morning because of late night last night in Lexington attending the Olivia Rodrigo concert? Pretty cool moment when she brought Kentucky's own Tyler Childers on stage. That left me with goosebumps last night. You can see the it all go down on our Instagram stories and our Instagram at 99.7 DJX. And I'm going to need some thoughts and prayers this morning, not because I only got 2.5 hours of sleep last night, but because of something else. We'll explain coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Good morning.
You ever forget something when you go out and then you just kind of feel incomplete or naked? A lot of people have that feeling when, you know, maybe you forget your phone on the charger or whatever. And I got to give it to my daughters, who have a different attitude about that than certainly I do or others in our society. But they have zero issue with like leaving their phone at home and going out. And I'm like, wow, okay.
And then maybe sometimes they don't even notice.
Yeah, yeah, or it's like, wow. Oh, you know, I don't have my phone with me, and
I just immediately noticed.
Just one of those things. It's like, oh, well, you're gonna have to do it. I don't have my phone with me. It's like, oh, okay, wow, I can't believe you don't have your phone. All right, so cool. Anyways, that happened to me this morning. It's not a phone, but it's my Garmin watch that.
Oh God, seriously,
I left it on the charger,
I cannot. Are you worried about, I don't know how many steps I'm taking? And seriously, is that what you're fretting about today?
Well, I just know that I'm going to have to start with a deficit when I finally put the watch on in the afternoon.
That I cannot.
I don't routinely hit my step goal every single day. Just on certain days I do. But I, you know, I've got my phone. I remembered my phone.
Oh, wow. See, this is proof that the Lord knew that you could not survive before the modern conveniences that we now enjoy, like Garmin watches, to tell you how many steps you've taken today.
Well, I did survive for many, 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 many years before this technology came around. And
now you're a slave to it. You can't go back. You can't go back.
I have fallen prey to that technology.
But I will never succumb to that kind of technology. I don't need to be judged, first of all, by technology on my wrist. I don't need that kind of rejection, because that's exactly what I'd get every single day. That's why I don't even do like New Year's resolutions. I know I'm going to fail. I don't need to start the new year with that kind of failure riding on my back. Nope.
Why set goals for the year when I know I'm not going to make them?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't need to start off feeling bad about myself already.
Yeah. Stacy said, I left my AirPods behind. Yeah, I get it. Like certain things that you leave behind, you're like, oh, gosh.
Yeah. I'd be right there with you with my phone, because then I panic and automatically think, what if the school needs to call me about my kids or something like that? That's immediately why I panic.
I just finished, I don't know, maybe episode 4 of White Lotus. I don't know if you're watching White Lotus or not.
No.
It's a show that is on with Jennifer Coolidge. She's in it. She just did a speech. She won a Golden Globe for supporting actor for it. But anyways, there's a scene where their teenage son sleeps out on the beach and his phone gets washed away, or, you know, gets ruined. Ooh. And so he's freaking out that he doesn't have a phone. And, yeah, and so he borrows his dad's phone because he needs to get on the internet. And so then the mom is texting the dad, and it's like later in the day, it's at dinner time, and she's like, where is he? And so she's like, I've been texting him all day. And then the son is right next to her, and he's like, oh, yeah, I have his phone, Mom. and she's like, hang on a second. How long have you had his phone? He's like, I don't know. And she's like, well, have you seen these texts? And he goes, yeah. He's like, why didn't you text me back? Funny. Anyways, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling just my left wrist is just a little
naked.
A little naked this morning.
You have
morning,
no idea how many steps you've taken. You can't like be expected to manually count them in your head.
Couldn't. That'd be way too much work.
Thoughts and prayers going out to you today. Hope you can make it through. Thoughts and prayers.
There's a Redditor who claims that this certain Taylor Swift song should never be played at weddings. You can see that at WDJX.com. Coming up, it's misconnections. You know, when you think you've found love, but you don't, or you're not in the right frame of mind to get a name or number, how do you follow up? Well, you search the internet for them. Kelly and I, we find them, bring them to life. Coming up next on 99.7 DJX.
Look, finding everlasting love is tough.
It is hard, and when you find it, but you didn't seize the moment, get a name or number, how else are you supposed to spend forever together?
Yeah, so that's why we scour the internet. We look for the people who just need that second chance at that first impression with misconnections.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. May I?
Yeah, sure.
Ladies first, yeah. Woman for man. Naughty at a funeral.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Already I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
I'm looking for the guy that I had a special moment with at my uncle's funeral 2 weeks ago.
What'd it say?
Do I have to? I am looking for the guy that I boinked at my uncle's funeral 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
We were sitting next to each other and you started caressing my leg while trying to comfort me.
Aw.
You told me that I was beautiful, and the next thing I knew, we were walking to the bathroom.
Oh.
I'm really worried because you never did say how you knew my uncle, and I'm kind of freaking out that we could be related. If not, I thought maybe we could continue where we left off.
What?
Maybe it was, because it was taboo, but it was hot.
Oh, wow.
I don't think the funeral director knew what to think when we walked out of the bathroom together.
Oh.
Anyways, hope I hear from you. Let me know the color of the Band-Aid on my hip so I know it's you.
It's random.
It's intimate knowledge. Nobody else would know that.
You're right. Just
all right.
The guy at the funeral.
It's a good test. All right.
Okay.
It's romantic, right?
You're right. When you boil it down, he's just trying to comfort her in a time of
sorrow. And she's probably thinking, you know what? My uncle would be like, get it, girl.
Yeah. That's right. All right, it's
Craigslist missed connections.
A man for woman titled At the Park Around Noon. My day began pretty normal. Wake up, eat cereal, pull on jeans, call in sick to work, and head out. Turns out my roommate, that lackluster butt hat, dirty water, waste of space and air, decided to break up edibles in my cereal in hopes that I would eat it and then go to work super high.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that was a lot in that sentence.
Well, it worked, and it was.
Oh gosh.
So much so I could taste colors and touch emotions.
Oh, wow.
Accepting the fact that I was lucid dreaming, I got half naked and wet myself while running down the street. Don't judge me, please. I arrived at the park with a half-eaten frozen pop and one can of PBR.
Wow.
By the way, if you know how I got these things, please let me know. And if I rob the store, I'm sorry and I will repay you.
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh.
I saw you almost immediately and tried to make my move. You were beautiful.
Yeah.
Eyes more beautiful than a tinfoil wrapped Cancun super burrito and skin graffitied like a side street mural.
That is really descriptive.
I would go vegan, fair trade, local, organic for you.
Oh, wow.
But things didn't work out in my favor.
Uh-oh.
As I approached to drop my finest pickup lines, I tripped and fell.
Oh, gosh.
I must have hit my head on a rock because I woke up in the grass face down and you were gone.
Oh, wow. Ouchie.
If you remember seeing a clumsy boy knock himself out, I'd love to take you to dinner. Also, if you know who went through my pockets while I was unconscious, I would really appreciate that, too. I'm missing an iPod filled with Celine Dion's greatest hits. Signed, Joseph.
Oh, no. Joseph is missing his tunes. Oh, that's tragic.
And he missed out on love thanks to his lackluster butt hat, dirty water, waste of space roommate.
Oh, my gosh. That's just a all-around tragedy. And he might have robbed a store. We're not sure.
We're not exactly sure. Out. So okay. Again, whether you had fun at a funeral, but you're not really sure if you're related or not, or... You think you may have met your future wife at a park, but couldn't get her name or number.
I forgot to ask, was he still half naked at that point by the time he got to the park? I'm assuming he was.
Possibly.
Okay.
It can only be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
Now, we've done these, you know, as a part of April Fools for, you know, many, many, many years. We do prank phone calls all the time. But this is kind of a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without spending hundreds of dollars filling your work fridge with cheese for no good reason, then you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? Do we really like cheese, or are we just trying to be funny?
I think we're
trying
to be funny. This guy says he added an unopened block of cheese to his work fridge for an entire month, started posting videos on TikTok.
I've been adding a block of cheese to the fridge at work every day for the past month.
Yeah, it just shows him kind of walking with the block of cheese in hand to the fridge and then putting it in alongside about 15 other blocks of cheese.
So far, no one has said anything about the large accumulation of cheese.
And then he just shuts the refrigerator door and walks off. There is like a large, like 15, 16 bricks of cheese just in like the corner of the fridge on a shelf.
Wow.
Yeah. He said no one said anything about the cheese until one day he was about to add his daily block of cheese, only to find out that all the cheese had disappeared.
Oh.
There was a ransom note.
Oh.
Said, I saw your video. The cheese is mine now.
Oh my God. Somebody stole the cheese.
Someone stole the cheese. I know. But now everybody's like, how expensive was that? How elaborate and expensive was that prank? That prank must have cost him, because cheese ain't cheap.
No, it's not.
So you figure maybe $5 per brick of cheese.
Is it Velveeta? Is it the good stuff? Like,
no,
what are we talking about?
It's, you know, it's like slicing cheese. It's not pre-sliced.
So that's what I'm talking about. Like Velveeta's bricks of cheese.
No, it's not Velveeta. It's not processed cheese. It's normal cheese. It's like a brick of Colby Jack or something like that. You know what I mean? So from the deli part. Yeah, from the
expensive
deli. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you don't normally shop in those parts.
I don't go there. Prepackaged stuff all the way.
Exactly. Wait, hang on. Was it pre-sliced cheese? No, there's actual cheese that you have to buy that you have to actually slice yourself.
Okay.
And that's what he was doing. So at about $5 a pop, you know, he's dropping. I mean, that's at least a $50 or more prank that he was involved in.
Listen, add in some crackers, some fruit, and some jellies. You can have yourself a killer charcuterie spread there.
Right? Got a message from a listener. It wasn't very elaborate prank, but I saw my friend had left his car unlocked in the school parking lot. Textbooks, iPad, all that just lying there. So I took everything from his car, put it all in mine, hid my car on the other side of the parking lot. And he freaked out, voice quivering, angry at the same time, ended the prank right before he built up enough anger to accuse me.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my
gosh. And then Chris texted, I once bought a dozen donuts, 6 cream filled, 6 jelly filled. I sucked the jelly and the cream out with a straw and replaced it with ketchup and mayo and took them to work, waited for my first victim. It was hilarious.
That is elaborate.
Oh my gosh, that's time spent right there. Yes, it is.
That is time spent.
That took preparation.
If you can beat any of those, we'd love to hear some of those stories. Most elaborate or slash expensive prank, dumbest prank you've ever pulled, the most elaborate prank you've ever pulled.
So Tina texted in, my old friend group used to prank each other all the time. One time we filled up the inside of a guy's car with unrolled toilet paper top to bottom. We probably should have checked the weather to make sure it wasn't going to rain when he had to remove it. He wasn't happy with us the next morning when he woke up late and it was raining.
Oh, no.
So many text messages, too. My family, Angelina said, my family saved single socks where the other in the pair is lost for years. My brother and I gathered them all up and used them instead of TP to prank his best friend. Socks in the tree, on the roof, all over the lawn.
Oh, my gosh. Elaborate. Jordan.
So my sister-in-law and I decided to mess with my brother, and we moved everything out of their house. Yeah. Everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, how long did that take?
Hours. like an entire work day.
And just put it like in the front yard?
No. We put in, I'm renting a U-Haul.
Oh my gosh. Oh my Talk gosh. About expensive and elaborate, man, Jordan. That was it.
Oh, he called the cops instantly.
Well, I would too, I think.
So, yeah, I had a lot of explaining to do and a lot of moving to do. And then he didn't talk to me for like a month.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, but you know what? Wow. Hashtag worth it.
Worth it. I still brag about it, and it was worth it.
As you should. Jordan, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, you too.
Oh, that's going to be tough to beat.
Eric, so what has been the most elaborate prank you've ever been involved in?
So I work at a post office just up the river from you guys, and this woman who is a Kentucky fan used to come out and put balloons on my mail truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, this one time I got her phone number, and she worked in an office there, so I took pictures of her car and listed it on Craigslist for her for like $1,500, and I just left it on there all weekend. So I get back into the office, like, delivering that next Monday, and she's just glaring at me like she knew. And I just couldn't keep a straight face. Like, my phone's been blowing up all weekend. And I was like, it was April Fool's. So I was like, April Fool's, you know?
People been wanting to buy my car.
That is funny. He finally just said it was sold, so.
Yeah
that was a good one.
Eric, thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, we had a fabulous boss a couple years ago, and we had a great team, but I kind of like to pull pranks secretly and played off actually a couple of them. My boss had a statue of a horse in his office.
Wait, a statue of what?
A horse.
Oh, God. A horse. You didn't pronounce that very well.
A horse.
I heard something different, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, a horse.
All right, go ahead.
I would, at night before I would go home from work, I'd climb up on this desk and dress it in Build-A-Bear clothes.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I did this for about a year. He couldn't figure out who was doing it. It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
I mean, the time commitment for that is commendable,
yeah,
Jennifer.
A year.
That is commendable.
You have to be patient when you're pulling pranks. Like, you can't want that immediate gratification. You gotta wait. You gotta play the long game. You gotta be in it for the long haul.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right. You really have to be chill about it. Like, you just gotta wait. You gotta do the poker face. I don't know who's doing this to you.
Oh, gosh.
Kind of thing.
That is funny. Oh, Jennifer, you've been a ball to talk to this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care. See you.
All right.
And then Shaq sent us a note that said, my so-called friends wrapped every single thing in my room in Christmas wrapping paper, bed, pillows, individual shoes, dresser, lamp, everything in my room. They used about 15 rolls of wrapping paper at least.
Oh my gosh, please tell me you got a picture before you opened everything back up.
That is elaborate. I love this. Well,
that's epic. This is hilarious from Melissa. My husband's a big grizzly manly man, and I'm never able to pull off a prank on him. I finally did, though, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Found online a nail polish that goes on clear, and then when you're out in the sun, it changes colors.
Oh.
My husband is a supervisor over a major tree company, so he works outside in the sun, and at their morning meeting before everyone went their own way, he was talking, and all the guys noticed and started laughing, and his nails had turned bright, hot pink. She said, best prank ever. He was trying to scrape it off all day.
That's funny.
That's good stuff. Amber said, I put Tabasco sauce in my coworker's Mountain Dew.
Ew.
His face turned beet red. He ran to the water fountain. So funny. But needless to say, he got me back by putting anchovies in my coffee.
Oh, gross. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for all the calls, all the texts, posts, and tweets about these elaborate pranks. Show of hands. Who here has had a crush on a person that they've worked with at some point in their career?
Oh, wait, are you raising your hand or are you just demonstrating to people to raise your hand? Have you been crushing on somebody that you used to work with? Well, it was way back in the day, right? It was a night girl at that one station way back when, right? Wasn't it? I think I remember you telling me about her.
Was that
Terre Haute? I can't remember where.
No. I think it might have been in Columbus. But yeah, I worked with my wife at one point.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about. Oh,
I was talking about that.
That just made it awkward.
Kelly's like, was it me?
It was not me. You were like, you know, knee deep in babies and marriage when we started.
Oh, writing. Gosh. No. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I mean, it's natural, especially when you see these people so often, sometimes even more so than your actual family or your spouse or whoever, to get personally involved with their life.
Right.
Get a little emotional. You know, you go out for those margs, happy hour margs after a hard day's work, and one thing leads to another, and you know, you're just chatting it up, and then all of a sudden...
you're like the confidant, right? You've been the confidant. And then, you know, the feelings start to develop.
Yeah, the coworker just is like, oh, man, you know, what would you do if this? Or I've got this situation happening at home. What would you think? And then, you know, you give their advice. You're there for them. You're the shoulder to cry on.
Or my marriage is over. And that's seriously where we're at with this DM that we got at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram. She wants to remain anonymous. So this person wrote and said, I have got a coworker I've known for years. I've always had a crush on him. We've worked together a really long time, talked a lot, spent a lot of time together. I know him really well.
Mm-hmm.
He's recently been telling me he's unhappy in his marriage and wants a divorce.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I've given unbiased advice, told him to work on it, talked to her about how he feels, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it seems like it's over for both of them. Now, I know I need to wait until everything is settled and over, but do I tell him how I feel? I really can't tell if he has feelings for me. Do workplace romances work? What if people think there's something going on before they were done?
Well, first of all, they will.
Sure.
If you express your feelings to him, they break up, all that, and you're right there on the heels, it's just going to happen.
You look like the homewrecker.
Yeah, you do. And it's just, that's what it's going to be. Now, have you really given unbiased advice?
Well, I mean, if you're telling him to listen, have you given it everything you got? Have you told her exactly how you feel? Have you guys tried counseling? Sounds like she's thrown all that out there.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, if she's got a crush on him,
yeah,
then the unbiased advice could have some bias.
Sounds like though she was trying to make sure that wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. So she didn't influence his decision with tossing out flirtiness.
So when my wife and I worked together, she was dating someone else. And so it was just kind of off limits. I thought she was cute, thought she was hot, all that stuff. But I didn't do anything. I, you know, flirted with her at work. But that was, and maybe that's crossing line. But I never acted on anything. So then she, I kind of waited on her to make a move. And when she made the move, then I was like, all right, so she must be past boyfriend. Here we go. And so that's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
But so
I think timing is key here.
Exactly.
And now is not the time.
And I think he probably knows your feelings. I mean, he probably does. Guys are pretty dense when it comes to that. Speaking for myself, guys are pretty dense for that. So he may not know. But if you've been there for him, you've talked to him, he confides in you and all that. There's a phrase called emotional cheating, which he may have been doing with you unbeknownst to you.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not really sure. You know, she can't seem to figure out or pick up, hey, he's kind of tossing out signals like there might be feelings there. So she's really thinking this could be like a one-way street at this point. But I think that the key is you're going to have to let him take the lead on that, and it's going to have to be much later. so that, you know, it doesn't look like you were a factor in that decision.
Because if you jump in now, especially as the marriage is ending you're like, hey, I want you.
You do you for right now. You let him handle all that and tie that all up the way he's going to. If he's going to go ahead and file for divorce, get that all wrapped up, he's got to close that chapter, I think, before you even consider allowing him to open another chapter with you. And again, I think you need to look for him to give you those clues that he would be receptive to that. Otherwise, because again, you are coworkers.
Yeah.
It could be really, really awkward if you toss feelings out there and then he's all like, wait a second, I thought we were buds.
Right. And it could take longer than what you're willing to wait.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of those things. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen at some point.
Yes, to answer your question, workplace romances do sometimes work.
Yes, but not now for you.
Wait.
We put a little pin in that. We press pause. We let him handle his business.
Yeah.
And then if he wants to still be the little chitty chat with you and starts to send out some signals you think you're picking up, then all right.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll end it here. Jennifer just tosses out a statement on text and says, honestly, though, does she want to be a rebound from a failed marriage?
That is also something to consider.
Some
things, some residual things to work out.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, hopefully that helps. Keep us posted. And yeah, thanks for DMing us at Ben and Kelly Show. You know, everybody thinks they have the perfect proposal, or maybe you are like me and you don't know when the perfect proposal will be until it's staring you in the face. And you're like, you know what? This is the moment. This is it. This is when I'm going to do it. I'm going to propose to her on April Fool's Day by telling her I'm going to break up with her and it's all going to work out well.
Listen, that was premeditated. You had a breakup collage.
This is true. but I digress. So when were your proposals just a little sideways? Like, you were like, got a message from a listener. I'll keep you anonymous. But she says, my husband proposed in front of my entire family, parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins. And I've always secretly wished that he would have done something more private and intimate.
Aww. But you know what? I think that was a great gesture because he's saying to your entire family, I'm choosing this woman whom you love, I love too. I mean, I think that's really sweet.
Again, I think that kind of puts the pressure on the proposee, doesn't it?
Yes,
to say
it
yes.
Does. It does.
Because if it's if it's more private, then you can say no.
Right. I don't think, she married him, so I don't think that was the case.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
Miranda says, my mother-in-law still talks about how my father-in-law proposed. She will never let him live it down that he didn't get on one knee. He just put the ring under her plate at the Golden Corral.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, the GC? He proposed at the GC?
The GC.
Wow.
Love was blossoming at the GC under the plate.
Aubrey says, my ex-husband. Oof.
Wow.
She says, my ex-husband proposed while I had my head in the toilet puking my guts up.
Oh, that is not the right time.
Red flags everywhere.
Oh, that is not the right time.
Gosh.
Not the right time at all. Oh, my gosh. There's so many good ones rolling in.
Got another one. My ex-husband. Oh, gosh. These all start with ex-husband.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Crystal says, my ex-husband proposed by throwing the ring at me. He was a terrible liar and was telling lies on top of lies, trying to cover where he'd been all day getting the ring.
Oh, my gosh.
So the more I questioned him, the more he got agitated. Because he's a terrible liar, obviously. So then he pulls the car over in a parking lot, got out of the trunk, threw it at her, and said, this is where I've been all day.
Oh, no. Oh, that is not good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but angry proposals are never good.
Listen, Crystal, maybe that should have been a sign to you that maybe you should just stop needling people, for goodness sakes. But just let him lie.
Just let him lie.
Let him lie.
That's where you land after that?
Quit needling him so much. You wouldn't
you
have
deserved it?
You wouldn't have pulled the car over
that's
in anger and said,
what we're saying.
Fine! Oh, my God. This is where I've been. Will you marry me, for goodness sake?
Oh, you got Ben there at the same point. Oh, goodness. Nikki says, my husband woke me up on Christmas Day to propose. I was 9 months pregnant, didn't have my glasses on. First, I thought he bought me a bracelet. Then I processed, proceeded to sob for 30 minutes because my fingers were too fat to wear the ring.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
that is real. The pregnancy hormones, yes.
Listen, Tina from Shelbyville is throwing shade at my proposal, saying that is just weird. Just wanted to make sure Ben didn't fall and crack his noggin or something. Listen, again, it's a very personal thing. I knew that my wife would have loved to have been proposed to the way she did. I have later apologized to how I proposed to her. But nonetheless, that is our story. And that's our story.
And she doesn't want to redo. That's our story. Sticking to it.
And to be fair, the breakup collage only turned into the breakup collage after I did the breakup.
Oh,
it was
okay.
It was originally just going to be one of my weird ideas of how to propose to her. It was a collage of us, and on one of the Polaroid photos, you know, there's the little white at the bottom of the Polaroid picture
you
take.
Yeah, you can write on it.
I wrote, "Will you marry me?" And so I had that. And
so it was a proposal collage all along, but then it turned into a breakup collage at the last minute when you decided now's the moment.
At the last minute, I'm like, you know what? I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, it's April Fool's Day. I could just knock this thing out now. Had a couple beers. I felt pretty good.
God, the had a couple beers part of the proposal. Oh, Brooke. Brooke said, my dad proposed to my mom by putting her ring in his dip can and asking her to pass it to him.
Nothing says love. Taylor says, my husband proposed to me while I was butt naked watching Wheel of Fortune. That's the girl I want to marry.
Why are we
butt
naked watching Wheel of Fortune?
All right, like me and Taylor are the only ones who've ever done that. Come on now. I'll tell you, this has been fun.
I think because it kind of hits personally for you a little bit every time we talk about this, doesn't it?
So. Your proposal stories that kind of went sideways have been our topic here the past, several minutes.
And it really has become kind of like private versus public, but also choosing the right moment. I think we've had a lot of examples where it was just, that is not the right moment.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. I think my dip can was probably
dip
one of my favorites. Yeah.
Yep, that's up there. Probably the head in the toilet.
Favorite.
Yeah.
All
your
right.
Head's in the toilet. That is not the time to get a proposal.
Okay. Who's this?
Well, I'm about to go to the Grand Central. This is actually Ashley Davis from Davis Jewelers.
Oh, hi.
I bet you've seen some stuff.
A different spin on this.
So, Ashley, are we talking about your proposal story or just some of the ones you've heard?
More of advice.
Okay.
Obviously, as selling engagement rings for the past 18 years, a lot of people ask our opinion about how to do this right. My biggest advice is think about her and think about what she would be okay with. If she's not somebody who likes a big grand gesture, don't do it in front of all of her friends and family in front of Christmas. She will be embarrassed. She will feel uncomfortable. Make it special and intimate if that's who she is. Also, a bit of advice since we're leading into the holidays, make your proposal its own special day. Don't roll it into Thanksgiving. Don't roll it into Christmas. I realize friends and family are there. Mm-hmm. They want to be a part of it. But it should be its own day. It should be its own special story. But when you make it wrong, as we can all tell, no one forgets how you proposed. So really do take some consideration and thought into this. Otherwise, they will be on the air like this, and they're embarrassing.
Ashley, so, had I been sitting in your store and talking to you about my idea of proposing to my wife as a big, elaborate April Fool's Day prank, as... and by telling her, you know what, this isn't going to work out. I think we should break up. And then getting down on my knees and saying, hey, April Fools, here we go. How would you have advised me?
I would have totally talked you out of it. Totally talked you out of it.
All right, well.
In the kindest of ways, but more of things like, have you thought about any other
ways? Any other ways? Well, I wasn't there yet, Ashley, and it's our story. So anyways, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
That is good advice.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh, my God, Tiffany. Tiffany rolls in another ex-husband proposal story.
Oh, gosh.
She said, my ex-husband proposed to me in Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. We were there on a work trip, mm-hmm. staying in a 3-star hotel for 6 weeks.
Oh.
Phoenix has a great nightlife, and one of our nights out, he scored some shrooms. So we were in the room one night, decided to be one with our spiritual side. 1 hour later, I was puking everywhere like the exorcism. Laying in bed, horrible stomach cramps. He decided that was the time to propose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, when the moment strikes, you just got to roll with it, right?
I think in his mind, he's like, you know what? She is at her worst right now, and I am going to prove to her that I love her no matter what, and that is why I want to pick this moment propose.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for all the phone calls and the advice and all that. If you want to continue texting or calling, whatever. 502-795-1997. Playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Clarissa calling us from Bird's Eye, Indiana. Hi, Clarissa.
Hi.
Now, you're winning this not for you. You don't care anything about Morgan Wallen, right?
No, I do. I care about every artist, but the plus side is for my friend.
Oh, you're trying to do it for... So, Clarissa's acting as a proxy for her friend.
That's sweet.
You know, it's Christmas season. You don't have a lot of money. You got to do what you can do to get ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Clarissa, it sounds like you're kind of being tickled at the same time.
I'm just nervous.
I get it. I get nervous when I talk to women, too.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, Clarissa's got dark brown curly hair, drives a Chevy Traverse, is a teacher, has been married 6 years, helping raise 8 kids. Holy cow.
Oh, wow.
No 7-year itch planned, right, Clarissa?
Yep.
All right. I mean, not that you plan for that sort of thing, but just wondering. Did you have a fun engagement story?
No, not really. Not anything you want to share on the phone.
All right. Good talk. All right. So, little kid or drunk adult, Kelly, explain how it works.
Okay. You're going to hear 3 stories. You have to figure out, did these stories occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or drunk adult?
Okay.
First one.
I fell face first into a fountain in the middle of a busy shopping mall.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
That could have literally been like at, what is it, Mall St. Matthews?
It could have been.
Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay.
Drunk adult. All right, Kelly, what do you think?
You know what? I'll say little kid on this one.
Little kid? All right.
I was a little kid.
Oh, little kid. Oh.
My parents had given me a penny to throw into the fountain.
Yep. Oh,
and yeah. I'd wanted to do it again, but they wouldn't give me any more coins. So when they weren't looking, I leaned down and tried to grab a couple that were close to the edge of the water and ended tipping and falling face first into the fountain.
Oh, no.
I feel like that's something that we all have thought about doing at some point in our lives.
When you think about that, like, there are so many coins in there. Like, think about how much money. At least she wasn't thinking about, like, trying to grab and keep the money.
Well, and even when you're drinking, you need some spare change or something. You know, just ask for it.
Yes.
So I think that's a win-win on that one.
Well, Clarissa, no, actually, that's, you're 0 for 1. So I don't know if you know exactly how this game works, but when you get it wrong, you actually get it wrong. So, all right, Clarissa, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got punched by a kangaroo.
Who?
A kangaroo? Owie.
Punched by a kangaroo. Clarissa, little kid, drunk adult.
Little kid.
Little kid.
And now I'm going to see drunk adult on this one.
All right. Kelly's going against you, Clarissa.
Either way, I need to hear the story.
All right. So, Clarissa, you say little kid. Kelly, you say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult! Clarissa, you're 0 for 2!
I know! I'm going to start going with Kelly
kangaroo.
On the next
I tried to feed a carrot when my friend was inside. The thing slugged me and hit me harder than I've ever been hit in my life. I tried to play it off like nothing happened. But when my friend returned, half my face was already swollen.
Hang on, did he say that his friend
had a kangaroo for a pet?
Apparently, where did they use the carrot?
Where did they used to live?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. All right. Hey, Clarissa, can you do us a favor? Can you get one right?
Sure.
Can you help us out here?
I mean, full transparency, you're getting the tickets, but we just, it would make us look better, feel better in our hearts if you get one right.
You know, I've played games with you guys before. I'm just really trying to make Kelly look good. I hate for her to lose on her own show.
Thank you. That is so very considerate.
Oh, that's great. All right. Last one, Clarissa. Little kid, drunk adult.
Okay. I got kicked out of a restaurant for putting my mouth on the ice cream machine.
I mean, but who hasn't, right?
putting your mouth on the ice cream machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'm going to agree with you. Let's, please, for the win.
Oh, gosh.
Please.
We're all pulling for you, Clarissa.
I'm pulling for me, too. So, yeah, I was a drunk adult.
There it is! Wow! Blind squirrel found a nut! Look at that!
Oh, wow. Even on this show, I mean, we celebrate drunk bad mistakes.
I put my mouth all over the ice cream as it came out, and I have no idea why I kept doing it, but I did. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, they kicked me and my girlfriend out.
Like, listen, we're going to have to sanitize that thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, I'm sure all the liquor and stuff on the mouth kind of just...
You're right. It probably did it too. Clarissa, congratulations. I mean, quite honestly, you did a horrible job at this game, but we're going to give you the tickets anyways.
Third time's a charm. And it's the holiday season.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Also, we have low standards. I love it, though.
All right.
I love it, too.
All right. Well, hey, Clarissa, thank you so much for playing. Hang on the line another quick sec, and we'll get more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love her.
I mean, listen, she didn't want to embarrass you on your own show, Kelly.
I think that is, that, what a gift. I mean, so sweet.
Doesn't want to outshine the host, you know? All right, normally setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, and maybe this is loosely setting the bar story, but maybe it's just a reminder to appreciate everything you have. All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing an absolute temper tantrum that your body isn't the way you want it to be, then you're doing okay.
Oh, listen, I stepped on the scale last night, didn't like what I saw, but I'm just like, all right. I gotta get back on my snacks.
Yeah, so you're going to hear here in a second, I've got audio as to what I'm talking about.
Boobies. You'll get boobies when you get a little older.
No, I won't.
Bless her heart.
Poor girl. Poor girl.
So wait, she's upset she doesn't have them yet?
You'll get boobies when you get a little older.
No, I won't.
She is absolutely throwing a temper tantrum.
Well, she's looking at herself. She's like, I don't see how this is scientifically possible.
I am not like my mom.
No, where's it gonna be? Oh,
that's so precious. Oh, she's absolutely devastated.
Oh, my gosh. So
she just thinks there is no way. Like, how in the world, what kind of magical thing is going to happen
right
to where I get those like mommy?
Yes,
I don't get it.
Exactly. It's not going
to
happen.
I don't understand it.
So maybe this is just a, you know, look, just appreciate who you are.
Yeah.
There's a plan. Things will happen. And
it's okay.
And it's okay.
Bless her. Boobies.
Oh my gosh, just the agony. Like, she's just devastated.
I love it.
It's never going to happen.
Setting the bar. You know, look, if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a temper tantrum because...
I wish I had boobies.
Then you're doing okay.
What is she, like three?
Yeah, she's a youngin'.
Oh my gosh.
DMs at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, always open. And look, hey, I get it. Moving in together is a big deal.
It's a big step. Mm-hmm. And you learn many new things about your significant other when you move in together.
Yeah, for sure. Got this DM.
Says, hey, Ben and Kelly. Quick question. Been with my boyfriend for a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. We were friends before our romantic relationship started. We're both in our mid-20s. I love him. We've got a great relationship. But he says he's not ready to live together because he needs his own space.
Okay.
I respect that. However, he cannot give me any indication as to when he might want to progress things. He just says vague things like, one day we will.
Someday.
So I find this incredibly frustrating. Mm. I'm okay not to do it now, but I just want some indication that it's going to happen in the next year or two and not in the next 10 years. I kind of feel like our relationship is a little bit in limbo right now. Mm. I enjoy having personal space too, but I don't think living together means I have to give that completely up. What should I do?
Wow. I think there is a misconception that your freedom is completely gone when you move in together.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, maybe he enjoys his freedom because he knows that maybe you wouldn't like the things that he's doing when you're not around.
Oh, that could be it. I think you might have just nailed it.
You know,
because maybe he's thinking, okay, this is kind of single guy stuff that's going to have to go bye-bye.
I mean, maybe. And maybe he's not ready to give that up yet. But maybe. But if he wants the relationship to move forward and not
be stuck
in this limbo, he's going to at least have to give her some sort of timeline. Like, okay, right. You know what? I think maybe in 6 months I'll be a little bit more ready or whatever. Let's wait till my lease ends, you know, before we kind of start looking to do something, you know, at least give her something. And if you're not wanting to ever move in, then that's something
that
needs to probably be discussed too, because then it's like, okay, this is a relationship of convenience rather than of, you know, mutual feelings.
Yeah, I think this can be, and I don't know how long you wait until you figure out, okay, is this indicating it's just not the right relationship? And
right. Maybe
he's not going to feel ready with you, or he's just in general not ready for that part of a relationship.
So I think, you know, what we need to tell Rachel is it's going to be hard to force him to do anything. I think, though, you know, maybe explaining that you still have a life, you are still going to be, you know, going to work and doing things and all that stuff. And so really you're just going to be spending, you know, a few hours together a day, in all honesty, while you're awake. So, you know, maybe explaining that to him and then just kind of say, and there's nothing that guys love hearing, well, when then?
Exactly.
I mean, it's
because
like,
then
I
they
don't
already know.
Know
they're kind of on the clock. They're under
right,
the gun.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. Exactly.
It's kind of an ultimatum.
So it is a little bit. So be careful making it not sound like an ultimatum when you do talk to him. But I think maybe having that conversation with him and just saying, look, I want to move our relationship forward. And I think one of the ways we move our relationship forward is moving in together.
Exactly. And then maybe you can find a place where he can have like man cave space or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll feel like he doesn't have to completely sacrifice, you know, his having any sort of his own space.
Yeah. Ashley texts in, has she said if she stays the night at his place already? She hasn't, but I assume she has on occasion.
I would think.
Yeah.
They've been dating for a couple of years.
So, all right. Well, hey, Rachel, good luck. I want to know, have you ever found out something wild about your boyfriend or girlfriend once you moved in together?
Like crazy little habit?
Yeah,
like
something.
A deal breaker?
Right, something that you were just like, whoa, didn't see that coming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be something big like, oh, I found out that he was actually dating two other people too, and they were coming around. Or it could be something simple like he doesn't flush the toilet or whatever. You know, it could be anything. But yeah, I'd love to take some of your calls and get some of your comments on that. Anyone find out anything about your significant other after you moved in together? 502. So what wild thing, what weird thing did you find out about your significant other after you moved in together?
I don't think that there was anything significant that I learned about my husband once we moved in together.
Got a message from a listener that she has a collection of very hilarious workout DVDs that she likes to do when she ends up doing weird poses and jumping around all over the place. And she doesn't like it when I make stupid comments while she does it. All right. another message from a listener. He talks to himself in the shower when he thinks nobody else is around or is out of earshot.
Are we giving ourselves a pep talk?
I know.
Saying to ourselves?
That could be interesting. Like the first time you walk by the bathroom, the door's shut, and you hear him like going, "You got this today, man. Go get you." Like, honey,
you're gonna slay the day. This meeting is gonna be amazing today.
Honey, you okay? Honey, you all right?
Yep.
There?
No, we're good.
Elizabeth,
my husband and I are first time, like, we didn't live with anybody else other than our parents before we moved in together when we got married. And I found out that he is much more of a clean freak than I am.
Like, you thought you were the clean person in the relationship until you moved in together.
Well, now I feel like a slob.
Yeah, it was kind of like I felt like I kind of had a nice handle on cleanliness. You know, I would leave a few things here and there, but it wouldn't be terrible. And then come to find out, I was the slob.
It's funny you say that, Elizabeth, because the same thing happened to me when I moved in with my roommate, who turned into my best man, and we were great friends. I mean, we were like great separately, and I knew that he was kind of neat, and in my current like roommate situation, I was definitely the neat person. But then once we moved in together, he was like way beyond me. Yeah. I felt like a slob. That's funny. Well, Elizabeth, thank you for the phone call.
Of course, yeah.
Sarah says, I learned that my husband is really an 80-year-old man stuck in a 30-year-old body. Such an old soul. Well,
that's adorable.
It's about 4:30 time for dinner.
Yes, are you ready to eat? It's 8 o'clock. Let's get to bed.
I mean, I could live that life. Got another message from a listener. These are things that you found out after you moved in with your significant other. She puts the hand towel, kitchen or bathroom, in the hamper and never replaces it. She will literally walk around with damp hands like a sociopath.
That's the worst. Like, when they actually take the hand towel away to wash it, but they don't replace it with a clean one.
Mm-hmm.
So then you don't figure that out until you wash your hands and you have the wet hands, and then you're walking around like a sociopath
and then
looking
just
for a clean towel.
Two more. From Rebecca. Discovered recently, my friend's boyfriend gets in a different side of the bed every night. Refuses to pick a side, and once he's in, he ain't moving.
Listen, that whole topic, I think, lends itself to, if you do that, sociopath too.
You have sides.
Let's have some order.
I've told you before that we, like, my wife and I will just switch sides every now and then.
That's psychotic, because don't you have, like, your own alarm clock? Mm-hmm. On one side, especially you wake up at a different time than your wife. How does that work?
Sometimes it's like on the weekends, we'll just do different sides. Now, granted,
but during the week, you're staying on the same side?
We haven't done this in a while. It's probably been over a year since we've actually done the old switching sides routine. But yeah, that's something
that makes
we've done.
Me feel a little bit better. But I was getting anxiety. Like, the blood was starting to boil. I couldn't figure it out. Like, you can't. It just gives me so much.
Oh, my God.
I have feelings about it.
All right. And then, Caroline, when I went to get some vegetables out of the crisper in the fridge and discovered it was full of batteries. He insists on keeping the batteries cold and that they extend their shelf life. I would eventually like to convince him the same thing is true for lettuce. Caroline, you go to put something in the crisper, you're like, the hell? What are all these batteries doing? Honey, don't worry.
Wait a second. Is that a life hack we were unaware of? Did we just stumble on some life-changing life hack? Because if so, I'm going to go upstairs and put them all in the fridge right now.
I think that was the case 20, 30 years ago.
Have they changed batteries?
But I think batteries have improved, and I've heard that isn't a thing anymore, but it used to be like a cold battery would help preserve its charge.
Batteries work better when that's funny. kept not in the fridge. Oh, other people have looked at it.
Well, of course.
Yeah. There's a lot of people said, should I store batteries in the fridge or freezer?
Well, Caroline's boyfriend was probably one of those.
Okay, so I just need them to say false or myth. It says, oh, it's partially true, but you're better off not doing it.
That's all right, so saying. There you go. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
What did you find out after you moved in together about your significant other?
And listen, if you switch sides at night in the bed, you're a sociopath.
Sociopath, all right.
That's the hill I'm dying on.
Kelly, I don't know if you saw that trending recently was Volkswagen Italia.
I did not see that. Why exactly were they trending? Is there a new car we need to be made aware of?
It's not. It's actually its Instagram handle. And
okay.
This is probably a better visual, but I'm going to try to describe it, okay?
All right.
So Volkswagen Italia, the way it's spelled, it's just on Instagram, all one word. But there's a word that sticks out
when you stick
those two words together.
Oh, I got it immediately as I looked at it.
And that's the reason it's trending.
I got it immediately. Oh, no. Oh, no. First of all, they spell Volkswagen with an E-N, not an O-N. That plays a part.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Oh, then it looks like it's Volkswagen genitalia.
Yes, there it is. There it is.
They thought that through. That's not what they intended. That is not. Oh, dang.
That is why it has been trending because everybody sees the word genitalia.
Oh, gosh. They should have just flipped it like Italia Volkswagen. maybe they should have done that.
Mick tweeted out, Volkswagen Italy, please never change your Instagram handle.
I feel like they're all in at this point.
Yeah,
right?
At this point, you just got to go, right?
Yeah. But you cannot not see it.
No. Once you see it, you cannot not see it. That is 100%.
Did it, gain a whole bunch of new followers when people started to figure that out?
I bet.
I feel like it would.
I bet. But it's selling a lot of cars, too.
We don't care how you got here. We're just happy you're in the party.
That's right. All right, we tweeted it out if you want to take a look at it. It's pretty funny. Or just go over to their Instagram page. It's right there.
It's right there.
It's the Volkswagen genitalia page.
Got it.
Yeah. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, now listen. If you were to, ask an expert on shoplifting, hey, when do you think the dumbest time to shoplift would be? He'd probably say, well, just listen to what Brad did.
What'd Brad do?
Yes, this is a Florida story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without shoplifting during a Shop with a Cop event, then you're doing okay.
What?
Yes, Brad did just that in Florida.
Oh, Brad.
Tried to steal from a Walmart while the store was hosting a Shop with a Cop event.
Oh, wow. That is unfortunate timing for Brad.
There were around 40 cops shopping with children the store at the time, including the county sheriff.
Oh, here's what I'm thinking. This is what was going through Brad's brain at the moment. He's like, hey, all of them are here. So maybe while they're distracted with the kids, I'll just grab and go. No one's going to be on the streets to chase me, right? Is that what he was thinking? Maybe.
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 Unclear what he was actually trying to steal, but in addition to the drug paraphernalia he had on him, he also had some Versace cologne.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, haven't said what charges he's facing, but yeah. Brad thought, maybe he did think that if I can just get out the doors, I'm scot-free.
Right, because they're all in there with the kids distracted.
Because
nobody's patrolling.
Shop with the Cop event, it's not like these are plainclothes policemen.
Right.
They are in uniform.
Full uniform, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. That makes it more fun for the kids.
Uh-huh, it does. All right. So, again, setting the bar. If you can just manage to make it through the day without shoplifting during a Shop with the Cop event, 40 other police officers in the store at the same time you are, then you're doing okay. Oh, Brad.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Yep. And that is setting the bar on 99.7 EJX.